Welcome to Not NPR. This is Amplifying Sound Writing, more specifically the Praxis chapter, Mix It Up, Mash It Up, Arrangement, Audio Editing, and the Importance of Sonic Context. My name is Logan Middleton. I am a PhD student in English, studying writing studies at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And this is probably the 10th or so time I've tried to record this introduction. So as I'm editing together this reflection, I'm looking at my workspace and I see all of these attempts at introductions just stacked one on top of the other. And in recording this particular introduction that you're listening to, I went back and listened to bits and pieces and parts from the attempts that I had made before. I said, you know, I like this, I don't like that, I'm going to say this, better avoid that. So while you're listening to one voice right now, mine, it's really a conglomeration of many voices that came before it. That's a response to all of these other attempts. I'm choosing to begin this reflection the way I am, to illustrate what it is that I ask students to do in the project I talk about in this Praxis chapter, the Audio Manipulation Project. Each vocal recording, background music track, and sound effect I've used so far in this introduction is coming from a different context. I selected the acoustic music you hear at the beginning to suggest something along the lines of an NPR program, something you might tune into on public radio or hear in a podcast. The record scratch carries a number of connotations, whether from scratching, turntabling, the transition between records, when you're listening to music, and of course the recordings of myself talking that I layered and edited in were never intended to be used in that particular context. They were my attempts at starting this reflection that didn't work out. All of this is to say that whenever we listen to an edited audio composition, each of the component parts is bringing with it its own social, historical, cultural, experiential meanings. And each of those meanings comes to bear in the overall meaning of the audio text itself. So whenever we're editing together audio files, we're not only manipulating or distorting the files, but we're also playing with or experimenting with the context of each of those files. When we mash them up to create new meaning or take them out of context to alter existing meaning, we're doing quite a bit of work that often goes unnoticed.
The assignment!
And so all of this comes to inform the project at the heart of this chapter, the Audio Manipulation Project. I teach this project as part of a multimodal composition class called Writing Across Media, and this Audio Manipulation Project is largely concerned with ideas of audio editing, context, and arrangement. For this assignment then, students work either on their own or in pairs in order to create a unique 3 to 4 minute audio composition of their own. The trick is that this composition must consist primarily of edited, repurposed, and recontextualized audio files. Students are welcome to use any combination of music, speech, interviews, what have you, to create something that didn't really happen. So whether students want to create some sort of audio collage or medley that combines content from political speeches,
will we meet in an hour of change,
then political songs, to mock dialogues between two celebrities that might have never happened, to something entirely else, the genre for this assignment is wide open. And that's an intentional decision on my behalf so that students get some experience with creating their own genre conventions or working within forms that don't necessarily have limits or prescribed boundaries as to what they should look and sound like. And finally, I ask students to compose a video reflection that explains their rhetorical decision-making processes. Primarily, I find this helpful because it allows students to participate in metacognitive reflection. So when they need to think about what they're doing and why they're doing it, and how their choices are working to create meaning in accordance with the assignment, this generally produces not only stronger text, but encourages deeper thinking about the decisions that go into multimodal composition, particularly in this project. So in the latter half of this audio reflection, I want to talk a little bit about how this assignment actually unfolded in the classroom. What I thought, what my students thought, and where I might consider taking this in the future if I were to teach it again. What I like about this project conceptually is how students made use of the core concepts that animate this audio manipulation project. So in the unit itself, I spend some time talking about reappropriation and mashup. And these are concepts and genres students are familiar with already that they encounter, whether in news, in their own personal or social lives, or in what they listen to. So as far as the first concept goes, we talk a little bit about appropriation and where students might hear this term, where they might see it, you know, culturally and so on. And students are often surprised to hear that appropriation and reappropriation can work sonically. I find that something similar happens with mashup. Students often can point to a number of remix tracks or mashups that they listen to in their own experiences, but translating this to their own practice is not only more challenging, but something that students can feel accomplished when they can point to their own work and say, hey, I made something that is working in the same way as this thing that I listened to from Girl Talk. And on a final conceptual note here, in reappropriating and taking out of context audio files, students begin to see how this is working in the real world and how it shapes how we consume and process information. Practically, I was pleased that this project zoomed in on editing as a tangible foundational skill set for students to develop and put in their arsenal of tools in terms of multimodal composition. So in making editing and arrangement the primary focus of this assignment, the way in which clips are repurposed, recontextualized, and taken out of context, I felt as if these emphases lent themselves very well to topics that were oftentimes quite political.
Not my president!
As savvy and sophisticated consumers of media and information, students recognize how things are packaged and processed and taken out of context in the media they listen to. And so that awareness makes its way into this project with students doing similar things in order to bend messages to their will and to craft really compelling statements about topics such as immigration, topics such as racism, and so on and so forth. As far as student perceptions for this project goes, the reception was mostly positive. Many did comment that they found difficulties working with Audacity, or other similar audio editing programs, and that they would have liked a little bit more scaffolding and practice working with these programs so that they could spend less time on the how-to nuts and bolts of audio editing and more time working with actual conceptual material for their projects. But I did want to read off some responses from students in terms of what kinds of takeaways they came away with regard to this audio manipulation project and the audio unit as a whole. One student wrote in a reflection for their class, "Recording, editing, and recombining audio reinforces the fact that meaning can be made by taking lots of different things that already have meaning to make a new, possible, more powerful meaning. It tells me that when it comes to writing, literacy, and rhetoric at large, a piece might never be done." And similarly, other students spoke to how manipulation is working with regard to this project. They wrote that, in order to spot a lie in audio, one must have a ton of prior knowledge and context of the piece to spot the lies within the piece, and while another spoke to larger considerations of media and lies and manipulation when they wrote, "While this is probably one of the easiest ways to manipulate a media and change it into something that maybe it wasn't intended to be, we can take the principles of telling a lie with audio into our other forms of media as well. We can't always trust what we hear or what we see."
You lie! You lie!
And so judging from student responses, and granted this is just a select sample, it seems to me that the goals of the assignment are consistent with what students are taking up from the project at large. And so the final part of this audio reflection will be concerned with a few preliminary exploratory thoughts on moving forward with this assignment, where it needs to go, and what changes can be made to it in the future. On a small scale level, and this is something I reflected upon a little bit in the introduction to this chapter, is the need for more in-class time and more support for audio editing programs. More pressingly, though, are considerations of access, disability, deafness, and hard of hearing people. Later on in the course, I run a small unit on disability access in media. And as part of this unit, students are asked to reimagine and redesign a part of the course, whether that's an assignment, a policy, or something else, to be more accessible. And a handful of our discussions obviously revolved around the audio manipulation project. As I noted in my introduction to the chapter, this is an assignment that's not accessible in its current state. and it needs some considerable reimagining in order to do so.
Some of my students suggested making this less of an audio manipulation project and more of a media manipulation project, and this is something I'm inclined to do in future versions of this assignment.
While opening this project up so that students can manipulate and take out of context any media shifts the focus away from sound writing at large, I do believe it's important to consider how modes are working together, and if that requires incorporation of visuals, then so be it. And while we can talk about radio and podcasts and other forms of oral communication, it's important to observe that media and modes are always integrated. So in accordance with a few student suggestions, I believe that I would redesign this project to be more accessible by making it less of an audio manipulation project and more of a media manipulation project. That way, students could use any number of resources, technologies, media, and modes to complete their project in a way that is not only more accessible, but more accurate to how we produce and consume media generally. That about does it for this audio reflection. Thanks so much for listening, and I wish you the best in all of your audio editing and sound writing endeavors in the classroom and beyond.